Tonight, we learn about the vertical limitations of bipedal clanks, the danger of listening to Othar's good ideas, and why it's really important to not use illusions when speaking with Jaegers.
Welcome back, my friends, to Girl Genius Radio Theater, where every week we bring you exciting new stories of adventure, romance, and mad science. If you'd like to know more about Agatha Heterodyne and the world of Girl Genius, go to girlgenius.net. Tonight's production of Girl Genius Radio Theater features Airship Entertainment's Galvanic Players in The Sleepy Clank, Part 3.
It is a world ruled by mad science, poorly. No one is quite sure when things took a turn for the odd. Some people claim it was when Sir Isaac Newton, annoyed with all those apples falling on his head, invented unbreakable stems for fruit, and then starved to death. Others say it was when James Watt, instead of developing a simple steam engine to pump water, developed a mole machine in order to sell beachfront property beside one of Earth's hidden subterranean seas, and discovered a heretofore unknown civilization living in the sewers under Edinburgh. But most people agree it all started when we began bringing you the adventures of Agatha Heterodyne,
Girl Genius!
In our last episode, Agatha and her companions crossed the Emperor of All Cats.
Meow.
And Zetha, lost princess of the lost city of Scafander.
Hey.
Along with Jenka the Jaeger Monster.
Yes, with her.
And Othar Tryggvason, gentleman adventurer! Have discovered that the mysterious clank that Agatha built is designed to keep people from waking her up. It is for this reason that they are fleeing for their lives as quietly as possible.
Stop and I'll shoot.
Silence cannon.
Good one, Agatha.
Too noisy. Knives are quieter.
Help. Can you use a little help?
Coming, noble animal companion. Ah, that hurt.
I thought you'd be better at this.
That was the cat. That was from the clank. Oh, this really hurts. Normally I would do better, but it's hard to dodge with one hand clamped over this fool Jaeger's mouth.
Why are you doing that?
Good question. There you go, little lady. Run and be free.
What were you giving your hand on?
Okay, I got it. Sorry about that.
Really hurts.
Why are we running? See, they've taken out bigger things than this before.
My swords are at the cleaners.
Where are the rest of the Jaegers?
All over on the sea.
Why are you still up and about?
Designated driver.
This is ridiculous. We can't just keep running from this thing. We've got to wake Agatha up.
Good plan. Turn here. There's nothing here but stairs.
There's lights, we got.
Everybody up.
Hey, it's not following us up the stairs.
Ah, yes. It is well known that stairs are one of the most difficult tasks for any bipedal clank. But how they expect a quick knock-together clank like this to be able to handle them?
Sure, don't bother. We can just shoot out the stairway with its cannon!
Oh, that!
You move fast for a big guy.
Lots of practice!
Okay, this doorway leads out to the roof. And we just gotta crawl to the roof like this and drop down the wall into Lady Heterodyne's balcony like this. Woohoo! Oh. I didn't think this room had a balcony. Now what?
Simple! I will lean over the parapet, holding your feet. You hold the feet of the cat, he should be able to reach the open window and get inside and wake Agatha.
You came up with this all by yourself?
Why, yes.
Help me, Zetha. It sounds like a really good idea.
I know. I'm worried too, but I'm afraid we'll have to try it. Into my arms, Cross. Okay, I'm about as far out as I can get, unsupported.
All right. I've got your legs. Relax. Let's slide you over. Got you. Why, you're as light as a feather. A big, healthy feather.
Well, he was right about the height. I can just make the windowsill a little more.
A little more.
Uthar, a little more.
I think I...
We stopped. Cross?
Claws. Window cell.
You're too heavy, Uthar. I can't move.
I'll climb over you. Yep. Ah. Oh, excuse me. Beg your pardon. Terribly sorry. Good heavens.
Keep moving!
Winter's under claws!
Just a bit more, then I can reach...
My tail!
And from there...
My ears!
Small problem.
Sitting on my head.
The window is shut and locked.
Do something!
I'm thinking.
You think I am white?
Whoa! Ah! Uthar! What in the world?
Ah, you're up! Splendid! Ow!
Please, I beg of you!
Cross? Zetha! I'll pull you up. Hold on.
Phew. That was close. Well done, Cross! I'm astounded at your strength! You can relax now. Let me pull you in. Oof! I can't!
Claws.
Step aside! I found a claw hammer!
No! Please! No! No!
Another problem in a blind fist solved by Uthar Tryggvason!
Gentlemen, adventurers!
So do I even want to know what all the screaming and explosions are
about?
Found
out what your clank was for.
Oh, really? Cool hit.
Silence, or I'll awaken the mistress.
No. They won't. It's okay. I woke myself up.
You woke the mistress up.
Yes?
Agatha!
But I am the mistress.
Oh, of course. Therefore, according to my operating parameters,
you must die!
Faulty logic circuit. Those are tricky.
Well, here we are running on that.
Okay. I think I have an idea. This thing is designed to stop things from waking me up, right? So it should seek out the noisiest thing and deal with it first. Hey, Jenka, hey, you know where we can get a bunch of big, noisy, irritable guys who want to fight, right?
Oh, God! I just got you guys for that. Left here!
How much further? It's gaining!
Help me throw open these doors. We give somebody a little morning surprise.
Oh, Lady Heverodyne, it is great fanfare that I, the mayor, and we, the citizens of the village, wish to thank...
Ah! What is that?
Jenka! You brought us to the parade! I thought you'd take us to the rest of the Jaegerkin!
Oh, yeah, that would have made more sense.
This can't get any worse. Mr. Mayor, let me explain.
There's no need! Obviously, you interlopers have discovered our true nature! Lizard man, remove your disguises and slay the metals!
Weirder, maybe.
Well, Avatar and her friends survived the attack of the lizard men. What has happened to the original townspeople? And what does it take to wake up those Jaeger monsters anyhow? For the answers to these and other exciting questions, tune in the next sobering episode of Agatha Heverdine,
Girl Genius!
Well, that brings us to the end of not only Sleepy Clank, but all the recorded episodes we have so far. We do have plans to be recording more soon, but until such time, vigilance. Our end music here is a song called Science Genius Girl by the band Freeze Pop, who very kindly agreed to allow us to use their music in our production. A link to their website, of course, can be found in the show notes. Tonight, appearing in the play as Agatha Heterodyne, of course, was Kaya Folio. Playing the part of Crosp and the Clank was Phil Folio. playing the parts of Zetha, and Jenka the Jaeger Monster was Savannah Goodwin. And this is Cheyenne Wright, who played your announcer and Othar, signing off.
For more adventure, romance, and mad science, read the Eisner Award-nominated Girl Genius comic book. New pages are made available every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at girlgenius.net. This radio play is released under the Creative Commons No Derivatives license, which means that you can play it at parties. You can even give copies of it to your friends, but you can't sell it, and you can't make your own production.
I'm a science genius girl. I won the science fair. I wear a white lab coat. DNA strands in my hair. When I clone a human being, it will want to hold my hand. When I clone a human being, it will be a member of my band.
When I clone a human being, it will be
a member of my band. Scientific method girl, the theorems speak to me. Microscope is in my hand. Times one, times two, times three. When I clone a human being, it will want to hold my hand. When I clone a human being, it will be a member of my band.
When I clone a human being,
it will be a member of my band.
When I clone a human being,
it will be a member.
Trademark of Studio Folio, LLC.
I think I'm starting to see why I didn't get a good look at these scripts ahead of time.